Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" And John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness, make straight the way for the Lord." Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today we've read John chapter 1, verses 22 and 23 about John the Baptist making straight the way of the Lord. So let me tell you a quick story. Bob Rogers was the former president of Development Dimensions International, and he notes the difference between a big ego and a strong ego. He says a person with a big ego has their picture on the cover. A person with a strong ego gives credit instead of taking credit. That's good stuff, isn't it? John the Baptist was a strong leader with a strong ego. He did not back down on the truth. He boldly told people that they needed to change their ways, but he didn't put his picture on the cover. John always deflected the attention from himself to Jesus. When asked, "Who are you?" he explained that he was simply the one sent to prepare the way for Jesus. In a world that feeds on celebrity obsession, which in turn feeds big egos, John the Baptist stands as an example for all believers. It is not about us, it's about Jesus. We are simply voices pointing people to the Savior. We are spiritual beggars who, by God's grace, have found the living bread, and our purpose is to tell other beggars where they can find the bread as well. So how would you answer the question that John was asked, "Who are you?" I hope the answer has a lot of Jesus and a little of you. Father, please strengthen my ego and keep it from growing big. In Jesus' name, amen.